Good morning. It's 8:37 on the Tuesday after Alex Morning. It's time to get healthy. The Finger Lakes Health Lure Termite is the day off. And for the first time in, I don't know, about 10 million years, Kimberly Alok was here. Good morning.
Morning, Ted. Thanks for having me.
So nice to see you. And I know you're very nervous about doing radio. So take a nice deep breath and we'll have fun. Before we meet our guest, who we just met recently, some great news. 88th. Graduating class at Marion S. Whalen School and a couple other things. So tell us what's new at Finger Lakes Health.
Yes, our Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing is holding its 88th graduation ceremony this Thursday. That's our LPN program. Also this week, students from our new vision program are going to be graduating high school. So congratulations to them as well.
Yeah, what a great program.
Yes. So many of the students go through the rotations, go to school, come back, and then they become our employees. So we really, really benefit from the program.
I think one of the neat things about New Visions, we've talked before, I think we've maybe had some of the students on here, is sometimes they go into the program really sure about what discipline they want to be in, and then they see something else and go, ooh, I like this even better.
Absolutely. It opens their eyes to a lot more opportunities than what they think is really out there. So it's a great program.
Now, has anybody kept count how many students have come out of Marion S. Whalen in those 88 years?
That I do not have off the top of my head.
Wow, that's
a lot.
Yeah.
Because the class size varies every year.
Right.
Like earlier in the program, I think there was a lot more students than there are currently, but then it ebbs and flows sometimes.
All right. Well, great news, and let's meet our returning guest.
I'm very excited to introduce again Bob Schweitzer. He's our Director of Urgent Care and our Occupational Health. Bob has been with Finger Lakes Health for many years. 10 years, and before that he was with Life Care Medical Associates, so now Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's good to have you back again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I always like to do this when we talk about urgent care, and let's go back to the beginning when this idea of urgent care began percolating through medicine, the idea that, okay, we need something between the family practitioner and the emergency room, so kind of bring us through the history of urgent care.
So, I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, because, I mean, everyone is busy. Everyone has a busy, chaotic life, busy with work, busy with their children, busy with school, and then, you know, not to mention all their after school activities. So urgent care has become more like a convenient care where primary care physicians can absorb all of those patients coming in for urgent care needs when they're trying to take care of chronic medical problems. So urgent care came about, and it has absolutely exploded, you know, and we started out here at Finger Lakes Health open 4 hours a day, and now we're open 12-hour shifts, you know, 7 days a week. So we have the luxury of being able to take care of those patients that the primary care physicians can't accommodate in their office.
And it just seems like, you know, you cut yourself, you burn yourself. That always happens on, you know, early Saturday morning or late night or something when the family physician office isn't open.
Yeah, you can't predict when those accidents are going to occur. So hence, that's why urgent care is so important to have and to provide services like that to our community.
And then there's been an education program over the years, what's good for urgent care, when you should not, you know, there are certain symptoms, don't, you know, go right to the emergency room still. But you've done a very good job of educating people now, and I think they have a good idea of which level of care to seek for a given thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think a lot of the patients, because urgent care, as you said, has been around for quite a while now, I think a lot of people realize that we don't manage chronic medical problems. I mean, obviously, we do get those patients that come in, and we try to help take care of them, and we'll call the primary care physician while the patient is in the office to say, how would you like us to facilitate this care, and when would you like to follow up with this patient? And then, obviously, for those more serious things like chest pain or severe abdominal pain or stroke-like symptoms, those we would triage, call the ambulance, and then have them sent to the emergency room.
The urgent care has been voted best in the Finger Lakes by Finger Lakes Times Readers Poll for 5 years in a row now, locations in Geneva and Seneca Falls. I am a former happy customer. I was washing a wine glass one Saturday morning and snapped the rim, cut myself, bleeding like a stuck pig, and I said, I better get to urgent care, and they stitched me right up. So let's talk about some of the basic services you provide at these locations.
Yeah, so obviously we provide all the urgent care stuff, like, you know, the common colds, flus, COVID testing, flu testing. We're very, very lucky that we have PCR analyzers where we can get strep, COVID, flu test within 30 minutes. And then obviously we see a lot of orthopedic injuries. We have x-ray capability. We can go ahead and get them splinted if something is broken until they can follow up with ortho the following day. Obviously, we do laceration repairs. We have a extensive men's and women's health providing STD care to the community as well. And just recently, we're very, very happy that we just started online scheduling. So for those very, very busy people that don't have the opportunity to just drop what they're doing and come to urgent care, they can go online and they can schedule an appointment at either location, Seneca Falls or Geneva.
Now, as long as I've been doing this, I didn't know this until today, that you can deal with dental pain.
So, I mean, obviously we're not dentists, you
right.
know, but we are able to at least evaluate the patient to see if they're if they have a dental abscess, you know, something that needs to be treated with an antibiotic so we can get them started and bridge them until they can get in to see their dentist. Correct.
Now, one of the things that came about during the pandemic was an increase in the use of telemedicine. You can do that in some instances. So what would be an instance where someone might do telemedicine through urgent care?
Yeah, so we actually saw a lot of patients with cold, flu-like symptoms, COVID symptoms that we would do telemedicine visits with. And then during that visit, we would determine whether or not they would need a curbside evaluation. So when the height of COVID, when we were seeing so much cases and we were trying to limit the number of patients that we're bringing into the offices and exposing our staff, we would do the telemedicine visit. And then we would, if we felt that they needed their vitals taken or they needed their ears looked at or their throat looked at or listened to their heart and lungs, we would just do a curbside visit and go out to the car.
Is summertime a big time for urgent care with people outdoors and staying out longer and grilling and things like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're seeing a ton of orthopedic injuries right now. We just are on the downswing of a huge strep outbreak.
And oh.
We went from seeing a lot of COVID and flu to now seeing a lot of strep. And strep does not just, people think of strep with just children. And right now with this new organism that's out there, we're seeing a lot in adult populations as well.
Is there anything, for example, a common summertime injury is burns, you're grilling or something, you get a burn. Is there anything you should do or can do at home before you come in, or do you just get in the car and get there?
Yeah, obviously, burns are there's degrees of burns, you know, in severity. So obviously, making sure that the wound is cleaned right away. Burns have a high infection rate, so we want to make sure that the burn is cleaned thoroughly, and then making sure that you're not removing any blisters. So some burns will blister, and obviously we want to keep those blisters intact because that helps preserve the tissue underneath.
And if you go to flhealth.org, you'll see the link to urgent care. There is a list. You can click on a link for insurances accepted. A lot of insurances are now handle urgent care, and also patients can self-pay if they need.
Yeah, we don't turn anybody away. We see everybody that comes in, whether they have insurance or not. And especially if it's a child, obviously, we would never turn a child away.
It's obviously a growing field, and I don't want to give away any secrets or anything, but any plans of expanding to other locations or anything that you can talk about at this time?
So I'm actually part of a committee where we're talking about expanding some of those services, not only in urgent care, but also in occupational health. So there's hopefully some stuff that's going to be coming down the pipeline soon.
Yeah, for people who didn't hear us the last time you were here, talk a little bit about all those occupational health services you offer, you know, DOT physicals for truckers and all kinds of
correct
kind of regulatory things that businesses and employees need.
Correct. So we have an occupational health department that's located in Seneca Falls on Balsley Road. We provide services to over 350 local companies and businesses, and it's all about making sure that your employees are healthy and safe. So whether it's a DOT physical, a pre-employment physical, and determining whether or not they have a pre-existing problem prior to starting a job. We do respirator clearance physicals for all the local fire departments around here, as well as hazmat physicals. And then obviously all of our testing, whether it's drug testing, urine, breath alcohol, audiograms, EKGs, pulmonary function test. So it's a very, very busy and very growing department.
Wow, you stay pretty busy, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right, thanks for coming in again. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Bob Switzer, Kimberly, thank you again. Please don't let 5 years or how many ever it's been go by until you come by again.
I'll be back soon. Thanks,
okay,
Ted.
Very good. We're healthy now with Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:47 on FLX Morning.